share was Desmond King. I wonder if you could talk to us a little bit about what's allowed him to be so good so quick.
Well, there's a lot of things when we went and recruited him and find out, going to Michigan and recruiting and find out he was one of the better players coming out of the state. Did some research on him and talked to a lot of guys that have coached him. And we're talking about in Little League powerful football in Detroit when he was young. And he's just as competitive. And I think in Detroit they do a good job with, cultivating those guys to be football players. And they travel a lot. They have a lot of camps. They develop the guys. And to me, he's just, an experienced guy for how much he played in the city there. So it was just a natural fit for him. But, the kid, what he does best is he works hard and gives you 100%.
What's his personality like? Because he's as a freshman, we're not allowed to talk to him. But what is he? Joker? Totally serious?
Yeah,
emotional guy?
He's got a little bit into him. He can joke a little bit with him. And, I think it stems with, I think our group back there, understanding as a freshman and the more he's played, he was serious probably more towards the end. And I think as you get to know the guys, I think he's become a little bit more, a little bit of a jokester a little bit.
How are the rest of the guys, maybe some of the younger guys in the secondary, progressing? Because obviously you graduate two guys and Desmond will only be a sophomore.
Yeah, I think, at the back end, I think Sean Draper's done a good job. Jordan Lomax is really doing a good job. He can play, I think, multiple positions, and we're experimenting with that. And I think, you get Reese Fleming that's done a good job too, so it gave him a lot of opportunities to get some reps, and especially when BJ was out a little bit here before prep. I think they're all developing, and they've got to keep on working, and I think the free safety, the strong safety, it gives a lot of time to give them guys a lot of reps. So I think I see development, we got a long way to go, but I think they're doing a good job.
How important is in-game adjustments going to be when you're going against a quarterback? You really have there's not much tape.
Well, the things that we think they're going to run is stuff that we already seen with some of the quarterbacks that we faced, and starting with the beginning of the year, at Northern Illinois with Lynch, and then you look back out and you see the Northwestern quarterbacks, and you see the Nebraska quarterback, you see the Michigan quarterback. So, Braxton Miller, you see those type of athletes back there. It'll be pretty easy to adjust, I think, but you just don't know what they're going to do. So you got to practice all of it.
Aside from the big wide receivers, how are you guys?
Well, I think it's going to be a heck of a challenge. Like I said before, I think that they're probably the most talented receivers that I've seen in a long time, and I think they do a good job catching the ball. I think they do a good job blocking, the running the routes, and they know where they want to get them the ball. They move them around, so it's going to be hard to double the guys. So I think they do a good job, and they're good players, and they're aggressive, and they love the game of football.
Outside of the quarterback position, since obviously there's not that much film on them, when you look at the rest of LSU's offense, is there a team that you've gone up against this year that they remind you a lot of just in terms of what they like to do and what their strengths are?
Well, the one thing about it is they're probably, without the new quarterback in there, I think they like to run the ball a little bit more than, which we really haven't seen much of that. And that's, besides our offense that we go against every day, they're probably the most similar to us in how we run the ball. But I think that the talented outside that can give you a threat. So you got to be careful about loading the box and make sure you got the guys on the outside covered. So it's going to be a heck of a challenge.
How much importance do you place on being able to get pressure on a guy like Jennings, considering it's relatively new experience for him, much like when you went up against Nebraska and were able to get pressure on Kelly?
Well, I think it's obviously a different type of quarterback. One quarterback was experienced at Nebraska. He knew the offense. He can deliver the ball, but probably not as elusive as the quarterback that we're going to challenge on January 1st. But I think it's going to be hard. I think we're going to have to make sure we contain him and stay in our lanes. And you're going to have to try to make sure that he can execute and throw the ball. I'm sure that they've talked about their timing and their passing game, so I'm sure they're going to do some different things to maybe move him in the pocket and move him around. But I think they're going to stay with their offensive plan, but you just might see the pocket move. He can extend the play, so that's going to be a challenge for us to stay in coverage and make sure we cover those guys out there on the edges.
What allowed you to be more aggressive this year in defense? I don't know, percentage-wise, I think you said when we talked to you, one of the buys.
One of the buys.
Head blasts.
Yeah.
What allowed you to be that?
Well, I think you got to look at it and say, hey, if you come after them, the guys that you're bringing in the blitz, can they get there? And it always starts with the guys, can you get there?
Right.
When you bring the blitz, and then obviously can you cover? And I just thought our guys were good. The way our guys prepare and practice, I think they kind of bought into what we're trying to do, and I wasn't going to call something that we couldn't execute, and so I think they took it upon themselves and made sure that they executed in practice and made me feel comfortable about calling it in the game.